Chapter 16. Three More Stories. Three more potential stories make clear what military veteran isolation can look like, and how just one decision, invitation, or forward-moving act can begin restoration. Each of these stories highlights a different aspect of veteran isolation, whether it's emotional withdrawal, loss of purpose, or feeling invisible. But they all share a common theme: connection is the cure. A Marine's Long Road Home. Jason sat in his small apartment, the flickering light from the television illuminating the empty beer bottles on his coffee table. The news played, but he wasn't listening. His mind was back in Fallujah, where the streets were never quiet, where every shadow was a potential threat. It had been 5 years since he left the Marine Corps, but the war had never left him. Since returning home, Jason had slowly pushed everyone away. His family, his friends, even his old Marine buddies who still checked in from time to time. He convinced himself they wouldn't understand. How could they? They weren't the ones waking up at 3 a.m. drenched in sweat, scanning their dark bedroom for enemies who weren't there. One night, an old friend from his unit, Mike, sent him a text. "Hey, man, we're meeting up at the VFW tonight. Come out." Jason ignored it, just like he had the last 10 invites. But then another message followed. "You don't have to talk about anything. Just show up." For some reason, Jason grabbed his jacket and left. When he arrived at the VFW, the familiar sound of laughter and the sight of old friends caught him off guard. He wasn't alone. The night passed with old war stories, dark humor only Marines could appreciate, and most importantly, no pressure to explain himself. Mike pulled him aside. "You don't have to do this alone, brother." It hit Jason then. He had been isolating himself because he thought no one could understand. But these guys did. They had walked the same path, carried the same weight. For the first time in years, Jason didn't feel like he was fighting the battle alone. The silent struggle of an Army veteran. Sergeant Elena Ruiz had spent a decade in the Army. She was the first in her family to serve, and she had done so proudly. Two deployments, dozens of commendations, but no one prepared her for coming home. Back in Texas, she felt invisible. People thanked her for her service. But no one really wanted to hear about the sleepless nights, the survivor's guilt, the feeling of being a stranger in her own home. She withdrew. She avoided old friends, ignored texts, and started skipping family gatherings. The only time she felt anything close to normal was on her long solo runs, her only escape from the noise in her head. One morning, she stopped at a coffee shop near her house. A woman wearing a Women Veterans Rock hoodie caught her eye. Elena hesitated, then asked, "Are you a veteran?" The woman smiled. "Army, 12 years. You?" Elena nodded. "Same. It's weird being out, right?" The woman nodded. "Yeah, it is. You ever come to the local women veterans meetups?" Elena shook her head. The woman wrote something on a napkin. "Come by next Wednesday. Just coffee. No pressure. We all get it." Something about the way she said it, the quiet understanding in her voice, made Elena take the napkin. A week later, she showed up. For the first time in months, she talked. Not about war, but about adjusting, about feeling lost, about the weight that never seemed to go away. And she realized she wasn't alone. It wasn't a miracle cure, but it was a start. The Sailor Who Thought He Was Forgotten. Frank Dawson, a former Navy chief, had spent 20 years at sea. His entire life had been orders, missions, and the constant hum of the ship's engines beneath his feet. retirement wasn't something he had planned for. It just happened. And when it did, everything went quiet. His wife had passed while he was still in service. His kids had grown up and moved away. He sat in his house, listening to the cracks of a home that had become more of a prison than a refuge. No more schedules. No more purpose. One afternoon, his neighbor's teenage son, Luke, knocked on his door. "Hey, Mr. Dawson, I'm doing a school project on veterans. Can I ask you some questions?" Frank almost said no, but something in the kid's hopeful eyes stopped him.
"Sure, kid."
For the next hour, he told stories about the Navy, about the Pacific storms, the ports, the friendships that never faded. Luke listened, really listened. When he was leaving, he said, "My grandpa was in the Navy, too. I wish I got to hear his stories like this." The next week, Luke brought his dad over. And soon, other neighbors started stopping by. They wanted to hear more, not just about war, but about life, about leadership, about the kind of wisdom only someone like Frank could offer. Frank started attending local veteran luncheons. He spoke at the high school about life in the Navy. People listened, and he mattered again. For the first time in years, Frank realized that his time in the Navy wasn't just about the past. He still had something to give.